This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Pentagon's chief confirms the U.S. has paused a delivery of bombs to Israel amid concerns of a full-scale invasion in Rafah. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In confirming the delay, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told a Senate panel the U.S. is reviewing some of its near-term security aid for Israel.
In the context of unfolding events, in Rafah,
an urban area with more than 1 million civilians sheltering. But Senator Lindsey Graham counters the U.S. should not be telling Israel how to fight the war against Hamas.
This is obscene. It is absurd.
Austin says there's no final decision on providing the bombs at a later date. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And later, U.S. President Joe Biden said he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah over concern for the well-being of the more than 1 million civilians sheltering there. Biden, in an interview Wednesday with CNN, says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, quote, we're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells used. The interview marked Biden's toughest public comments yet about the potential Israeli military operation and followed his decision to pause a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel last week. Israeli tanks were seen firing in the direction of the crowded southern city of Rafah in Gaza on Wednesday. U.S. officials aiming to stave off a full invasion of Rafah say they believed a revised Hamas ceasefire proposal may lead to a breakthrough in an impasse in negotiation, with talks resuming in Cairo on Wednesday.